welcome to the Mug Meetings Summaries podcast. I'm Gilbert Detilieu. Our February Meetings RTFM topic featured Adam Thompson covering the netstat command.
Netstat. And RTFMing netstat is a little bit daunting. Especially nowadays. When you look at the man page, and, well, this is just the summary, remember, so... Yeah, okay, so more options. However, it's really not that bad. It's only 391 lines long. Yeah. What does netstat do, and why do we care about it? By itself, netstat will show us every active network connection on a system. Now, unfortunately, if you're looking at the latter half of this, these don't really look like network connections. Well, they are as far as the Unix kernel is concerned. The Unix domain is a valid network type, just like the IP domain is, just like many others before IP that we're not going to get into because they pretty much don't exist anymore. Depending on the version of Unix you have, it'll be either netstat-f for what family of addresses you want to care about, so IP. INET is the Unix term for IP, Internet. I'm running Linux, so of course that doesn't work. Linux netstat is special, and you have to give it --INET. There is another way to do it, but... Oh, yeah. It's right there, right in front of my face. So on Linux, it'll be --a for the address family. On BSDs, which would include all Macs, it's --f for family. Well, that's pretty boring.
But what's that machine? It's the... let me get to the router. Give me a sec. It's...
Planning to hack my machine?
No, but I'll ping it like hell.
Pinging it won't show anything up.
Well, I can SSH to it.
Yes, you can do that.
There you go. Go for it.
I'm just going to shrink the font size. There we go. So it'll show DNS by default, and there's an option, --n, just like half the other networking tools in Unix, --n for numeric. I'll show you that in a second. So we have what protocol? TCP. Actually, where'd that remote go? The remote still works. So the protocol is TCP. Receive queue is 0, send queue is 0. That means there's nothing waiting to be processed. Local address, CQ10. That's the name of my compact mini 10. Port number, SSH. And the foreign address. Local and foreign are obviously relative to the machine you're running it on, which does not necessarily equate to the machine you're sitting in front of, or you know what machine is in your office versus down the hallway, etc. Foreign address, thinkpad-4.local. I have no idea where that name came from.
DNS on this machine.
You're running MDNS?
Yeah.
Okay. Multicast DNS to the rescue gives us host names. We're not talking about multicast DNS tonight. The port that Rob's SSH client used was 42819, and state is established. Established just means there is a live TCP connection right now. Are you still SSH?
Yeah, you want me to kill it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. That was fast.
Yeah.
Usually,
for about 30 seconds.
You usually, for a few seconds after the connection is normally, right after the established state, this will say it's fin wait. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that just fin wait, without getting into the details, just means. There was a TCP connection. I'm still just making sure that it's dead.
There you go. Try it again.
And.
Oh, okay, never mind. I seriously did just hit enter, so it should have kept it a little longer.
Okay. The other main option to netstat that we'll find useful, particularly for multiplayer gaming. Dash A means show me everything, not just currently active connections. Now, there's not very much, because I'm running Ubuntu Netbook Edition, so there's next to nothing running on this machine. But dash A includes servers, as well as established. Do you notice up here, without servers, now we have servers. So, same thing, what protocol family, and now we see the UDP ones as well. This is the only way to see the UDP ones, because there is never a UDP connection established. It's a connectionless protocol, so there's never a connection to show. So, protocol, the queues are almost always zero unless you have one really heavily loaded server. And star means listen on every IP address on the machine has. That's what you're going to see most of the time. And the port name or the port number. You'll see the number if it doesn't correspond to a well-known port. MDNS. That's where I said multicast DNS. There it is. Dash N. Oh, before we continue. Foreign address *** means anybody in the whole wide world can come and talk to us. Not taking into account, of course, any firewalls you might be behind. That's a different story. Dash N, as promised, simply substitutes all numeric values. Doesn't try to do any DNS lookups. Doesn't try to do any service name lookups. So if DNS is broken, for example, and you're trying to use netstat to find out why, you'll want to use the dash N option to avoid getting into kind of a... It won't be an infinite loop. It'll just take a really, really long time.
It might be worth pointing out that one address that isn't all zeros.
Actually, thank you, Shabern. The one address here that is not all zeros, 127.0.0.1, a.k.a. localhost.localdomain, that means that we're only listening for connections to that port from localhost. Only I can only connect to that by connecting to that port number at 127.0.0.1. So... Oops. Most of us know ifconfig. So there we go, 192.168.1.136. Most of those ports. So I can hit SSH. I can do, I have no idea why I have TFTP enabled, but whatever. Multicast DNS or whatever that mysterious payment is. Most of those I can.
Your DHCP client.
VPC, oh, yes it is. Sorry. That's right. TFT. Okay. Sorry, that was DHCP, right?
Yep, that's the port IPP 631.
Internet Printing Protocol.
That's your CUPS server.
If you see this in the output from Netstat, it means that the CUPS daemon is running on your machine.
And also that you've not allowed anyone else to connect to your CUPS, otherwise it wouldn't say localhost.localdomain.
Correct.
You just say IPP.
Now I have absolutely no idea what port 56175 is.
So I had a minus P.
Is it P or E on the bus?
P. Oh, you got to be root for data words.
Oh, not root, sorry.
That was next. Now, this is wrapping quite badly, but the last column is PID/program name. When I add dash P for process, what process currently has this open? This is not... original, authentic BSD netstat. Dash P is a Linux extension. Amazingly, Microsoft Windows added a similar extension, although I think it's dash E instead of dash P. Dash executable. Right, that would make sense instead of process. And if I add dash P, now we see the process ID and the program names. So apparently this has something to do with multicast DNS. Multicast DNS is still enough of a black art for me that I really don't have a clue what this is all about. But it's part of the Abahi daemon, which is all about local network name resolution. In any event, what this tells me is if I want to close that port, the easiest and fastest way to do it would be to just do that. So if I'm trying to close all the ports on my system in a hurry because, say, I'm under attack, That's probably still not the way I would do it, but that's the information it gives you, and that's the sort of thing you would do with that information. Much more relevant, like, Rob, can you SSH into me again, please? So, there's Rob's computer. If I wanted to kill Rob's connection, that would be the process ID I would kill. Sudo kill 2551.
I'm still there, actually.
Until you hit enter.
Yeah, it's...
He was neck
cached. No, it's it died, yeah.
And it dies.
Neck cached.
Yeah. And without Rob having killed anything on his end...
Fine, wait.
Oh, there we go. That's what we were looking for earlier. Time wait. Sorry, not fin wait. Time wait. Time wait just means I'm waiting for a fixed amount of time before I remove this entry from my internal system tables. For more details, see any good TCP textbook. Because I don't remember the details. In a nutshell, that's NetStat. There's one more thing NetStat is interesting about on Linux. Oops, sorry, not dash E. Dash S for statistics. So this tells me, keeps track of my overall statistics for every protocol family. For IP, for ICMP, ICMP messages, which, gee, funny, that corresponds exactly with ICMP. TCP, UDP, UDP Lite. No, I have no idea what UDP Lite is. TCP extended and IP extended. So this is your basic network statistics on a Linux box. On Windows, you'd be going and double-clicking on the little icon in your system tray to find out how many packets you've sent, how many bytes you've sent, etc. NetStat-S will do the same thing for you on Linux. NetStat dash I, not as common because you can get pretty much the same info out of ifconfig, but tells you all of the shows you every active internet style interface on your system, including loopback. Shows you the current MTU, which can be difficult to get sometimes. Shows you and basically current stats, including flags. So this is a broadcast-capable, multicast-capable, unicast-capable interface. Broadcast-capable, multicast-capable, unicast-capable. I have no recollection what R means. I think there is a route on it right now. And loopback, L for loopback. You can't send broadcasts to the loopback address. You can't send multicasts to the loopback address. Or they work, but you're not actually transmitting a broadcast or a multicast anywhere, so it doesn't show up as a capability. And lastly, whoops, I think this will be the last one that we want to talk about. NetStat-R is probably the most portable way to display your routing table. On this Linux box alone, I can think of at least four other ways to get my routing table, but NetStat-R should work on pretty much every TCP/IP enabled system you've ever run across. This is also a place where you very, very frequently use the dash N flag as well. So this tells me that I have my local network, does not need a gateway, there's my subnet mask, it's unicast capable, blah, 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 here's the interface it's connected to. Second line is the so-called IP link local address. Most of us recognize this as Microsoft auto configuration, although it is really the standard, honest. Again, we don't need a gateway to get there. There's the subnet, blah, 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 all the same details. Default gateway. So there's my default route to the internet, 192.168.1.1. Doesn't matter how it got there, this is always going to show you what it is right now. Not going to show you what it's supposed to be, it's going to show you what it is right now. So... there's no subnet mask necessary, or sorry, that isn't subnet mask. Zero means match everything. The G means we can unicast to it, and it's a gateway. And, as usual, it's reachable on ETH1. So, I mean, this is your basic troubleshooting tool. The tie-in to multiplayer gaming is port forwarding. When you fire up a game that's multiplayer, I'd say 99 times out of 100, it's going to listen on some port number. Usually you can control what port number. Then you have to figure out what the port number is, go over to your router, and configure port forwarding on your router so that you can actually play this multiplayer game. And this applies equally to World of Warcraft as it does to any of the 6 gazillion multiplayer games that have existed for Unix over time. Going back to my netstat dash APN, if you use these flags, P, scan through the list, find your game, then find out what port number it's using. It's probably going to be a very, very small number, possibly 1, which would make it real easy. That's the port you have to forward. Sometimes there's more than 1, you have to forward them all. Not a big deal. But that's how you find out what port your program is listening on. Again, this doesn't tell you what port it's supposed to be listening on. This tells you what port it's actually listening on right now. I think that's about all I have to say about Netstat. Read the man page, RTFM, for further details.
The iFlag is extremely useful when you think that your media is the problem, like bad cabling. Very, very useful. You can't get that info out of ifconfig, but if you notice that you have intermittent connectivity or something is unnecessarily slow, like from point to point,
errors.
You can see errors on the line, and excessive errors in one direction usually implies media, and that's helped with debugging fiber. It's helped me a ton. Helped me figure out dirty fiber specifically.
Wait, which stat in particular? Which
error? Drops.
Drops.
Yeah. Or not in Linux. I don't see it here, but in not Linux, CRC. You'll know that there's a flag for CRC errors.
Yeah.
And that shoots up a lot.
And in fact, the reason we're seeing transmit errors is ETH1 is my wireless card. So it's pretty much never going to be zero.
It's one of those things where if you don't have a cable tester, it might help.
That's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening. For more Mug Meetings summaries or for more information about the Manitoba Unix User Group, check out our website at muug.mb.ca.